listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat. Okay, we're in the live stream now. It's April 14th, 2015. We got a few minutes. Got a few minutes to chat. I got Critical Mass on the other end. Critical Mass is a researcher at cluesforum.info. And welcome, Critical Mass.
Hi, Crit. Hi, Ab. I see you're enjoying the Max Rat shows.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're the one that put me onto that. Thank you very much. I'm really enjoying that.
I think you've
That's great.
Listened to more than me now. Yeah, I've not listened to the North Korea show.
Man, that was good. And he's got me going on movies, and I'm doing all kinds of research things. Man. That's what I love about new research. Moon over Parador.
Yeah, I've downloaded that one. What is it? Moon over Parador?
Yes. It's great.
I've downloaded
actually.
Watched it yet.
I'm not a fan of Richard Dreyfuss, but boy, do I ever like Raoul Julia. Oh, she's good. Yeah, great. Max Rat. A lot of research with the clips. Clips take a long time to create, and I just finished the ISIS show. Posted ISIS show.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Hello, Ab.
I think it was over 3 hours. Dead zone here. Try again, Critical. Say that again. I went through a dead zone.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, it must take a staggering amount of work. He seems to make a show every 2 or 3 months, if I'm getting his pace right. But it must take an enormous amount of work.
Yeah, well, he said 100 hours to make a 3-hour show.
Jesus Christ, I can believe it.
Well, clipping, he's got so many clips. I mean, unfortunately, he doesn't say where all of them are from, but some he does. And some I recognize. The voices, so I know where they're from, but a tremendous amount of work, really interesting stuff. I love all these clips when they're all lined up and you hear, he was talking about North Korea in one of his shows that I posted, and he's just showing how all references to North Korea at the particular time he was doing the show were scripted, because they kept using the word bellicose, which is not a common word. Most people
bellicose.
Have no idea what it means.
I can't remember
bellicose.
Well, yeah. I didn't have a TV at the time, so.
The world leaders or the different people commenting on North Korea were all using the word bellicose. If that wasn't evidence enough that these people are scripted, these world leaders reading from the notes.
They all independently decide to choose a rather obscure word.
Yeah, not just them, but their spokesholes, their PR departments of the different countries.
Unbelievable.
So these are the kind of patterns that are just priceless for people that do our kind of research. We see patterns of impropriety.
No, that's because we're crazy conspiracy theorists. It's all a coincidence.
Oh, pride.
It's all a coincidence. Yeah, don't worry about it. That reminds me of the. I think was it during the run up to the 2003 invasion of Iraq. I think Tony Blair and the Australian Prime Minister, I've forgotten his name, both made the exact same speech, like word for word, to their respective parliaments. Dead zone.
Try again, Tom. Critical.
I have. Yeah, I was just saying that reminds me of the time. I'm sure it was Tony Blair and the Australian Prime Minister. I'm thinking Tony Abbott, but I might be wrong there.
Yeah.
No, John Howard. I think in that time,
right.
They both made the exact same speech to their respective parliaments.
Well, it was Stephen Harper, our prime minister, for sure, and John Howard.
And so, oh, was it?
There's a lot of YouTube videos. Yeah. Our businessman that runs our corporation is named Stephen Harper.
And you both, yeah, you might be right there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was very obvious scripting. The reason I just finished listening to Max Rat's 3-hour opus on ISIS. And I want to make a comment to the listenership on ISIS. And another... Oh, can you... You're echoing for some reason. Can you go and switch to talk? Yeah, let me try that better. Okay. I want to make a comment on ISIS. Because I was listening to the ISIS Hour, or ISIS 3 hours, on Max Rat broadcast.
Of a dead son.
Buddy who has family in Syria. I won't say who it is. Protect their identity. And things are happening.
Ab going through the tunnel?
No, Dennis Shaw is stating that was somewhat controlled by ISIS. Oh, I'm echoing again. Alright. Yeah. Anyway, the point is, something is happening in Syria, and this person's family has moved to Lebanon, and is
going under a bridge.
Person was saying the population of Syria was.
And there he's gone.
And the only way to be a refugee in the Lebanon is you have to be a refugee. Yeah.
Yeah, you keep breaking up. I think you keep going into the dead zones. I'm assuming you're going through tunnels and whatnot. And you've gone again.
Do you hear me now? 2212?
Yep, 212.
Alright, how's that?
you're on. We'll see by how long.
Oh, no, I don't think there's any more. I only got 10 more minutes. Anyway.
You got to get. There's a lot of tunnels in Canada.
What was the last thing you heard me say, Critical?
Oh, you've come back and now you're gone again. No, you're back. You want your tea?
Boy, rough time on the internet today.
Yep, clearly.
What's the last thing you heard me say?
I really don't know. you're breaking up continuously, pal. I just don't think it's happening.
Okay. I'm coming through now?
Oh, yeah. That's a full sentence, followed by another full sentence.
Okay. Well, I was talking about ISIS, because something really is happening in Syria, except we're not able to know what's going on with our media. But from what I understand about this, population has been cut in half of Syria because people are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was saying that their family moved to Lebanon. Lebanon has accommodated them.
Mm-hmm.
And now Lebanon has said no more unless you're a refugee, because that's the only way Lebanon is compensated by the United Nations. And to become a refugee from Syria, once you leave, you can't go back to Syria if you're a refugee. And most people don't want to leave where they're from, obviously. So they don't really want to do that. But apparently a lot of refugees were going to Greece. And then Greece, because of their fallout with the IMF, is not taking refugees. And they're forwarding them on to Sweden, which is taking in Syrians. So because of Sweden, of course, their population is declining. Because nobody's breeding anymore. And so... Sweden is taking Syrians. I know, ironically, the United States is taking a lot of Syrians. It's one of the most receptive countries for Syrians, and most of them moved to Detroit, where it's a huge base of Middle Eastern people. Oh, I'm echoing again. So it's very interesting. And what else did that person tell me? They say ISIS is real to them. They're based in Raqqa, which is the city nearest to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And just really interesting commentary. ISIS is real to them. So it's quite confusing as to what the heck is going on.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I'm certain there's no scorpion bombs.
Yeah, but, I don't even know what that is. Oh, yeah, dropping a bomb with scorpions, yeah.
Live scorpions.
But it's really hard to tell
what's actually going on there.
Going on, and there's no doubt the United States and the U.S. basically evacuate Syria of all people of means. What is the end game, I wonder? And what is the reason?
There's no way of knowing, is there? I do know even that was released by the military, their list of countries to get after 9/11.
Yeah, that's what we were told, the West Clark 7.
Yes, the West Clark 7.
Syria, Iraq, Iran.
It's funny how that prediction seems to be coming true, isn't it, if delayed.
Yeah, it's not funny, really. It's predicted, I suppose. Oh, that person told me another country that's very receptive to Syrians is Turkey. Turkey even puts them up in a house and gives them monthly payments. And I'm wondering, I think Syrians are very educated people. It almost seems like they're trying to loot the country of its intelligent people, other countries.
So this is just a massive population move?
Yeah, just to maybe, that's maybe just to get smart people out of the country, because people of means, if there's any kind of disruption or violence, they just leave. They don't wait around to see what, because their businesses are being blown up and they're making it possible to make a living. And a lot of Syrians have a lot of money from their businesses. How they get it, I don't know, but it's just interesting. They're just trying to blow up the country, destroy it.
It's interesting that you say that, because obviously that those immigrants with degrees will probably come to our countries and then end up working low-paid jobs, the majority. Meanwhile, Syria, is now being deprived of its middle class.
Yeah, they're getting rid of they're basically evacuating the middle class by destroying the country, rubbleizing the country. Because you can't do business in a war zone or a war-like zone. But people of means just leave. I'm sure they all want to go back if something new is rebuilt. But it's just the whole idea of rubbleizing a fairly stable dictatorship is interesting. It's good for the rebuilders, who are usually the rubbleizers. Usually the same. Whoever does the rubbleization brings in the contractors. They lend the country the money, put them in debt, and then use their corporations to rebuild the country.
Well, I think they're actually legally forced to do that as well by the UN. I think if you destroy a country by war, you have to repair it.
Well, so that would be a legalized good racket to be in.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good racket.
I watched something somewhere in the media where they said in Afghanistan they would build some infrastructure, and then a couple months later it would get blown up. Now, of course, they blame the enemy for blowing it up, but literally they rebuild that same building over and over and over again.
I know, it's like the endless stories of these insurgents using Western weapons and captured Western supplies. Very, very strange.
Well, but that was my ISIS story. So the point is, we're getting very dramatic stories about ISIS, but some group that calls itself ISIS or is characterized as ISIS is operating and destroying what was a relatively stable country. run by a dictator who is most likely Western appointed. And it's the same thing, of course, that happened in Iraq. Because I know a person from Iraq who is a Christian who was quite well protected in Iraq before they blew up Iraq. And, of course, we hear the story of the great dictator of Iraq to them, whether they're true or not. But this person was saying, of course, Iraq was a pretty stable country before the U.S. went and blew it all to pieces.
Well, allegedly, before the first Gulf War between Iran and Iraq, Iraq was pretty much a booming country in the Middle East. A success story, potential success story. But 30, 40 years of rubbleization rendered it puppet state.
Yeah, well, I don't think we don't get any news on what's being done in Iraq now. We just hear the bad news. But we don't know. If you look up the American embassy in Baghdad, it's a small city. It's not an embassy.
Ah, yes, the green zone.
Yeah, I think 50,000 people live there. That's one hell of an embassy.
Yeah, there's not.
Anyway,
so it's tricky, isn't it? It's just tricky because we don't know what's really going on over there. But like you say, something obviously is.
Something's happening. I'm giving you second-hand information about Syria. I'd like to find out more about what's really happening there, but it seems like even the people there don't know what's going on. They just know that there is bombing going on and they're getting out. Once they're out, of course, they're completely out of the loop of what's happening. But they're basically being evicted from their own country. Sad.
Makes me think of the Holocaust as well. Because,
well, it reminds me of Germany, where they basically all the people of intelligence, they're middle class, they all evacuated Germany. Just the poor people get left behind, they get bombed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyone with any means gets out. Yep. It seems to be a common way of reorganizing borders and countries. Tried and true method.
Kind of like shouting fire in a cinema.
True. Anyway, I'm pulling in my driveway now. I'm sorry I couldn't talk longer, but if you're around and I come back, maybe we'll have a discussion. But thought I'd
you seem to be out of the dead zones now.
Yeah, they were the populated parts of our city I went through. So I guess there's too many people on the phone. But we'll catch up to you later.
Okay. See you around.
All right, take care. Bye bye.
Hi, this is Chris from HoaxBustersCall.com, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.